You're listening to SBS News.
Around 2 million Australians are employed on a casual basis across the country. Although entitled to 25% loading pay, they do not receive annual or sick leave. Now, the federal government has proposed legislation formally allowing casual workers to eventually ask their employers for part-time or full-time work. It comes after the Fair Work Commission recently ruled eligible award workers should be allowed to ask for part-time or full-time work after 12 months. Small Business Minister Michaelia Cash says the government wants to see consistency in Australian workplaces.
It's all about giving certainty to the workplace. And in particular, when you're a small and family business person, you want to do the right thing. But if you have two sets of rules that apply across the Australian workplace, you could be struggling to understand which one applies to you.
Full-time work refers to working an average of 38 hours or more per week across the year. Those working less than 38 hours on average per week can request permanent part-time. The Australia Institute's Rod Campbell says the government is just finally heeding the Fair Work Commission's decision.
In October, the Fair Work Commission decided that workers had this right, and now the government's decided to legislate essentially what workers already have.
Employers can refuse to convert contracts, though, and the opposition says it is concerned the legislation does not do enough to protect workers. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says the government cannot be trusted on the matter.
And this is a government that has done everything it can to keep wages low, to protect insecurity in our industrial relations system, insecurity for workers, that is, and to continue to put all of the power into the hands of employers.
In the proposed legislation, the government has also included a regulation to prevent so-called double dipping by casual workers, where workers might collect casual pay rates as well as such benefits as sick or annual leave. That comes after a federal court decision that a casual mining worker was entitled to an annual leave payout because of the long-term nature of his roster. Industry groups say they are concerned about the implications for employers. The Australian industry group Stephen Smith says businesses of all sizes have welcomed the government move to protect against such situations.
Which has exposed employers to back pay claims of up to $8 billion. So industry very much welcomes this sensible decision that's been made to implement a regulation that would stop double dipping claims.
Unions say rules need to be changed to ensure more secure jobs for casual workers. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.